You are listening to the 11th episode of the Bridge Commission Audio Walks, a new annual commission that marks the opening of the Serpentine Sackler Gallery. 12 internationally acclaimed authors have been asked to write short stories, lasting for the duration of the walk between the two buildings. You will be able to download a new story each month from the Serpentine Gallery's website, serpentinegalleries.org. At the end of the year, you will have a collection of new writing to add to the books you already own. This story was written by the Chilean novelist Alejandro Zambra. It was read by James Barrascale. Alejandro Zambra is the author of the novels Ways of Going Home and Bonsai, as well as two collections of poetry. The Bridge Commission audio walks are supported by Bloomberg.
I remember Camillo that afternoon standing on the bow-shaped bridge in Providencia, smoking. I could tell it wasn't a normal cigarette, but I didn't know exactly what it was. "It's too strong for a kid," he said apologetically when I asked for a drag, because by then I'd already started smoking, though only once in a while. This must have been 1986 or early 1987. I was 10 or 11 years old. I know because at that age I still didn't know my way around Providencia or downtown Santiago very well, and also because True Stories by Talking Heads was still a new album. "We have to solve your problem," he told me that morning while we were walking to the bus stop. I asked which one, because as far as I was concerned, I had a lot of problems, not just one. "Your shyness," he replied. "I'm going to help you," he told me. "I'm going to give you a lesson, but don't worry. You don't have to do anything. Just stay with me, and don't leave my side, no matter what I do." I nodded, feeling a bit dizzy. During the hour-long trip, he told me jokes, almost all of them ones he'd told me before. But this time, he told them in a very loud voice, practically shouting. I thought the lesson consisted of my laughing equally loud, which was very hard for me. But I tried. But then, as we were getting off the bus, he told me that was not the lesson. We went up onto the bridge and stopped halfway across. Camillo smoked in silence. I looked down at the murky, rushing water of a river that was less paltry than usual. I focused on the current, and suddenly, I don't know how it happened, I stared so hard at the water, I was so engrossed in the image, that I had the feeling the water was standing still and we were aboard a moving boat. Although at that point, I'd never been on a boat in my life. I stayed like that for a long time. 15, maybe 20 minutes, I don't know. "We're on a boat," I told Camillo, and I explained what I had discovered. It was hard to explain it. He didn't understand. But then suddenly he saw it too, and he let out a cry of profound and growing astonishment. Totally high. We went on gazing at the current while he repeated, "Incredible, incredible, incredible." Then, as we were walking towards Providencia, he told me, "I respect you now." And I laughed. But he added very seriously, "It's true. I liked you a lot before. I like you a lot. But now I respect you too." We reached Providencia, maybe the corner with Carlos Antunes, when suddenly he looked at me and made a subtle, sharp movement with his head that meant now. And he threw himself to the ground clutching at his stomach. And he started laughing, extravagantly, scandalously. A circle of people gathered around us right away, and I did not want to be there, but I understood that this was the lesson. When he stopped laughing, there were 5 policemen asking him to explain himself. Camillo took the time to give me a gesture of approval. I had stayed beside him the whole time, and I had laughed a little too, as if I were the laugher's shy friend, but not so shy as to be ashamed. I looked at the cops' faces, impassive and severe. while Camillo strung together in no order at all an explanation in which he talked about me, my shyness, and how it was necessary to give me that lesson so that I could, he told them, grow. He had disrupted the public order. We were under a dictatorship. But Camillo managed to convince the police and we walked away, after making the strange promise not to laugh in public places anymore. I'm really high, he said afterwards, as if to himself a little worriedly. He said we should go to a music store. He wanted to buy a record. The shop was very exclusive, completely different from any record shop I'd been to before. The sales clerk handed us True Stories, and Camillo started to tell me, as if he were a schoolteacher, what each of the song titles meant in Spanish. I took the vinyl from him. It had a really great cover, and I made the same slight decisive gesture he'd given me before. He had just enough time to look at me with something like panic, and then I took off with the album in my hands, and the two of us went running and dodging pedestrians for a long time, towards Parque Bustamante, laughing like crazy, at full speed.
Thank you for listening. For more information about the Bridge Commission audio walks, visit serpentinegalleries.org.